how do you prepare for a quarterback that maybe you don't have a lot of film on? There's not much to study there. So how do you prepare to face a guy like that?
I just look at their overall team concepts that they've been running in the preseason. They switched quarterbacks, but they're kind of running the same concepts. Look at their stuff from last year. They like to do some similar things with Brissett's luck in terms of because of his arm strength, and he's a bit able to run the ball and stuff. So we've been looking at a lot of that.
It seems like Frank Gore isn't off to a great start, but what do you see in him? I mean, obviously, a great history as a runner.
Yeah, I think he's a downhill runner. He gets behind his pads. He's not afraid to come try to run you over. So they run some outside runs, but he, as soon as he gets a vertical crease, he turns it up and he's trying to hit it hard downhill.
What is your scouting report on Brissett? You gave just a little bit, but what do you really see out of him?
Yeah, he's a big mobile guy, and he's got a strong arm. He can make all the throws, so we got to really lock in terms of corralling him, not letting him get outside the pocket and extend plays and be able to throw the ball on the field.
Brissett's kind of a different guy than what you faced last year. Obviously, Flacco and Roethlisberger can move, but Brissett can really run. So do you have to kind of change anything this week?
I think just in terms of everybody's got to know their, in terms of pass rush, their lanes, keep them in the pocket, not let them get out of the pocket. And then when he does, just obviously everybody's got to run to the ball. And he's a big guy, so everybody's got to come and hit him. So he's not going to go down easy.
How big a blow is it if Jamie Collins is out?
Obviously, it's big if you don't get a guy like Jamie on the field, but like Burgess, who's taking his spot, is a guy we all trust. He played with us through the scheme since he's been here. He knows what he's doing, and I mean, I'm sure he'll step up and play great on game day.
What can you guys do to limit some of the underneath stuff to tight end? It seems like Baltimore really kind of
takes
advantage of that.
I think just communication, getting everybody on the same page, practicing it throughout the week, having an emphasis on it, communicating with everybody across the board, not just having communication within your position group and not really reaching out to like linebackers and safeties and corners, all that stuff. So just communicating, everybody getting their eyes right.
Who does that fall on, the communication?
Obviously it falls on the mic. Overall, the communication is Mike's the leader, the quarterback of the defense, but everybody has to step up and do their part when they see the formations or what the other team's trying to do and trying to build to communicate in interpersonal groups.
Did Greg have one kind of prevailing message after that Baltimore game to you?
In our like Monday corrections, we were talking about a lot of stuff. Just we were flying around, hitting, playing really physical, and as the communication aspect of a cut in coverages and fronts and pass rush, just getting everybody on the same page. And we're going to work hard on that this week, and that's going to be all cleaned up.
When Jabril's playing as far back as he is that what you have to expect, like an offense to try to exploit the underneath stuff in the middle of the field?
I think they could still try to take their shots if they want with him back there, but obviously it's deep, not to allow deep throws. That's what we don't want anything to go over our heads, and we can make our goal is to make everything check down and rally to it and tackle it for a short gain in the pass game. So that's kind of our philosophy, and we need to be able to communicate so we can do that.
You guys played the run so well in week one, and then obviously there were a few big plays. You know, Allen, 37 yards late in the first half. What did you see in the run defense that there was a kind of a step back, at least on paper?
Are you talking about us? Yeah. Yeah, I think situational awareness is the biggest thing. Just, like in terms of that situation, playing the run, not playing the pass, or stuff like that, and everybody on the same page and fitting your gaps. It's the same with communication. Just everybody's got to be on the same page and do that thing every play. And I mean, when they try to just line up in obvious run formations and run the ball, I think we really knocked it out. And they got a couple of those plays, like you said. And we just got to make sure everybody on the defense is on the same page when they do stuff like that.